I'm showing him away as well.
Right, everybody, so let's quick recap what we learnt last week. We learnt the person's walking in the street and he realises the moshi's fast, so he's got some money in his pockets. Or he could have that, but we said that might be that for money, it could be his wallet, the moshi's rather than his wallet, it could be a passport, something very valuable to him. Something very, very valuable. So, what is he supposed to do? So we said, Chazal understood that a person's odd ball on our mind. A person gets very worried, and if we make it too hard for him, it's very likely to be even Issa Daraisa and carry property. So because of that, Chazal made a special allowance in certain cases that he's allowed to walk pochus pochus with dollar lamas. So we said that, but how do you do that? We said you walk, it's about 3 steps, stop, keep walking. Again, we said last time that if a person's got a goy near him, the best thing to do is to pass it on to a non-Jew while you're walking, let the non-Jew take it, and then he takes it over for you. That's really the best thing to do. That's what we said last time. Otter Boiler Bomoine. Or who I don't know if you stopped in the street and you realise that you've got money in your pocket, okay, you can ask a non-Jew to take the thing for you home. If not, you allow his head to pockets, pockets, and down. It's not ideal, but Chazal were worried that we're too strict. It's going to be a big problem, so that's why they allowed it. This head is interesting, actually. I'm really good at actually how it works, Chazal. Chazal say that if you find money on the street, this head doesn't apply. If it's your money, you've been coining it already, it's yours, then a person gets very worried about having to leave it. When a person finds money on the street, he has never been coining it yet, then the bowl is not so strong, and Chazal don't allow this at all. They don't allow pockets, pockets, and dollar lamps.
How long do you have to wait for pockets,
pockets between you? Once you stop, it's finished. Yeah, once you've broken off, it's a good question, actually, how long do you have to stop for? And once you've broken the walking, you're not walking, if you stop, 6 foot is allowed to stop, that's 6 foot, you walk 3 steps, you stop, then you can't walk straight away. So once you stop, you start to ruin it. That's really the best way of doing it. Sometimes, we said last time we learnt sometimes, if a person was just yachting, he hasn't gone out, he's in the streets, the marshal still, he's realised, then the best thing to do really is to run straight back home. Yeah, but if someone's just run, that's where it's more straight, that's much harder. So again, in a, what do you call it, in a... if you find a metzia in the street, that's much stricter actually. That heter doesn't apply. If the person found a metzia in the street and he was so excited, he picked it up, and then his friend told him, "Moshe, what are you doing to Shabbos?" Well, now since he's been cutting it, he now gets very nervous. Now he's got the heter again, on the bottom of it. How many people saw how it was actually? Once he's acquired it, then he thinks it's his, he thinks he's got a right to it, it's his, psychologically, he feels it's his money. And then Chazal allowed, again, this heter of Adam Bonham, when they allowed him to walk pocket bottom down the lamps. I mean, he did it on purpose, and I said, it's excitement, he was so excited to see it. I said, it's a very big sign, actually, I must tell you. I never had it, but it's not easy. It's not an easy thing, this actually. A person sees a lot of money on the street or whatever, and, you know. It's a difficult story. The industry shared the possible speak about as well. If someone's in a hotel, for example, over Shabbos, he's got a lot of money on him, with him. A lot of money, or it could be jewelry, it could be he's got a lot of valuable stuff with him. And he's worried that if he stays in the hotel room the whole of Shabbos, then there's a danger people suspect he's got something very valuable in this place. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. So then a possible can allow him, also very interestingly enough, to allow him to put it in his pocket, soak in his pocket, and walk around on Shabbos like this. Special heter as well, because the person's Otom Bola Mamoino, again, Chazal made a certain allowance. Okay,
not outside, only inside, I see.
What?
Allowed to walk out of the inside, but not outside.
Yeah, he's allowed to walk in the street, even, actually. He's allowed to go in the street. Yeah, it's interesting, yeah. Obviously, he's talking about where he's scared to be in a hotel. People are worried, he's not going out, they get suspicious of him. Now, he's got very valuable stuff with him. If they don't realize it, if he can go down to the lobby and eat there and do things there without going out, of course he must do the center. We're talking about a person who's nervous that if he stays in the hotel, they suspect him of having something very valuable, that's why he's not allowed.
Well, you must be,
I thought that was a shit.
I'm carrying it over the side of the lining of your coat. It's a drum on, it is, isn't it? Drum on, it is, which goes out of that, a person to do, a mocking that person might have bought a woman.
Okay, moving on to today's show, very interesting. What's today? Today's topic is. Wearing a talus on Shabbos.
A talus.
Or tefillin on Shabbos, yeah? Yeah, so you say it's mutter, yeah? It's interesting, thing I was actually. So, and that's posh, it's posh, yeah? And normal, if a person wears a talus, the normal way a person wears a talus, it's like a malbush, like a garment.
Yeah,
so what's a talus on that normal when he wears it? That is a normal way of levisha, that's a normal way of wearing a beged, that is allowed on Shabbos.
Yeah, but it's only the day.
Oh, so this is an interesting shy now. What about at night time? So it's interesting what it says, the Aruch HaShulchan
Yom Kippur.
So Aruch HaShulchan Tagatayin is, as far as I remember, on Yom Kippur night, there's a problem to carry a talus. Because a person doesn't wear a talus at night time. So you're right, you're wearing a talus in shul, in the night time, but no one wears a talus normally carrying the street. No one wears a talus. In shul, but not in the street.
Why not?
Well, now they say people don't take it home normally. What do you mean? It's very rare to see someone with a talus on. I've never seen one with a talus on.
Yeah,
it's
very common.
Have you ever seen one doing it?
Yeah.
So the Aruch HaShulchan time is the problem, actually. The Maestro Aruch HaShulchan time is, Aruch HaShulchan time is the problem. Because since it's not normal there for Misha at night time, one doesn't wear talus at night time. It's not normal. It's still a talus cotton, so a person keeps it going the whole time. So therefore, that's mutter. But a talus godel, where it's not the normal thing to wear, so he ties the problem. I say most poskim, like you say, holds no problem at all. And since it's called a beged, that beged is mutter to wear the whole time.
Yeah,
but that's the problem with Levi's, that's the problem with beggars. Anything you put the sleeves into, like the possible time, is much better. Any beggars, which grunts, wraps around, they put the sleeves into it, it adorns you. That's a beggar which you can wear that any problem at all. You can wear a beggar, a clean beggar, it looks on you. You look at that, people don't know what to wear. And who I did, the Washington, and the boy, what they have to wear. Here is an interesting beggar, this one here. It's a beggar that goes on top, you have to stick through it. This might not be called a mummy's problem in this case.
On the brain, like a scarf, that could be involved.
Yeah, a couple of
things. So, long as it's possible, all year round you can wear
a yes, sir. According to this, you can wear talus all year round in the night time. He's right, someone goes to shul, someone's a husband on Friday night in shul, and you know the Shabbos morning he's got someone else to go to, and wants to take his talus for her, and he's starting his talus on.
Even something doesn't done with it, because it's not even possible. Now, on Friday night, he's not wearing it.
That's a big thing. That's how we're doing.
That's a good thing, actually.
It's a case. Rachon on Shabbos.
Friday night
is Shabbos. You'll have to make it on Friday. You can prepare your bed on Friday night for a Shabbos day on Monday. It's Rachon in such a case. That's a good idea. The Chayre should be alright, really. I'm just saying, I'm not sure about the Brocha, that's all. Right, that's number one. The Maaseh, you're allowed to wear talus now, but even though there's no tcheles, so we're not doing the mitzvah fully, but the Maaseh, we're doing a mitzvah. We get some mitzvah, we do it, that's why there's no problem whatsoever wearing it at all. If the beged is not kosher, according to all dayas, the moshlis, I mean, if it's kosher with the evidence, according to Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to wear it. The moshlis got different shitters sometimes where something you're allowed to wear. If it's kosher with the evidence, then you're allowed to wear that talus. If the talus is not kosher, as it is. Sorry? It's a muscle, then you can't take it, and then you can't wear it. If it's taka, not kosher, the talus, let's say it's ripped in a way where a mice it's not kosher, in such a case then you can't wear the talus.
What's the muscle? The tzitzis?
The kosher ones. The ones that are kosher, which, we'll come to this in a minute actually, in a little street round. Let's say someone's got a talus which is ripped at home. A talus cotton got ripped at home. Now you can't go in the street with that talus cotton.
Because let's say one sits, one whole corner got ripped off. So that.
Well, the whole corner, is there three corners
now? No, let's say, the whole, let's say there's four corners, but one sits, the whole sits just came off.
Can't wear it home either.
Yeah. You can't wear it home either. But my sister to wear the street is a problem with Hotsal. What's the Hotsal? The Hotsal is the kosher sitses are kosher. They're like a muscle, they don't become bought to the beggars. And to carry those from Shabbos and Israel.
To take it off
in
the street?
Oh, so the show runs into the street, doesn't it? Yeah, so it comes from the street. So the Maisa, we're talking about now, a person's got a kosher talis, even if it's only kosher b'dievet, according to Shulchan Aruch, such a talis a person can wear in the street on Shabbos. If someone's in the middle of Rosh Hashanah or Karmanis, and he realizes that it sits as apostle, someone's walking in the middle of the street, and now he realizes that it sits as apostle. Don't check. The best thing to do is not check it. Right. Remind someone checks. Someone checks.
Check them in the morning.
What?
You check them every morning.
You check them every morning. But let's say you got caught on something. You're walking past it and got caught on something. It ripped.
Yeah.
It got ripped on something. You can see it's clearly it's come off the mice. In the middle of Shusha Rabbah. No, in the middle of Shusha Rabbah, you've got a problem. Let's just have a look at the Shulchan Aruch. It's a Shulchan Aruch in some... You've given it. I've got a
Take it out.
In the middle of Shusha Rabbah, it's a problem. Actually... And someone's talis rips in the middle of taka. What do you call it?
Do you not take it off and wear it like a scarf?
First of all, what do you mean? You wrap it around you?
Yeah,
because
I'm saying you can.
Yeah,
that's what you said before. Wearing an apostle. That was not apostle. That's not
Yeah, he said now he's using it. Yeah, it's funny,
but
right?
The
tzitzis, the kosher tzitzis are a problem. That's the problem. So in Siman Yud Gimel it says, "In which case can the chosam what's the rest of the Rambam?" So let's just find it. In Noin Leiv Shabbos Keshub Kamish, the Talish Al Apostle is in the Karmelis. That means not a public domain. Which most of our streets pass are like this, yeah. Karmelis. Lo Yasirenu Me'olav Asher Gila Beisa. The God of Kovad Abrius. Why do you say that? Actually, because it's embarrassing to have to take his talis off or his sitters off. I don't know why. I must say, I had it not so long ago. Actually, it's quite embarrassing. It was a middle of Kodal, actually, and I realised my corner was gone. Actually, the sitters had ripped off. It was on one side, completely ripped.
What happened
in the corner? I don't know how much. It's a good question. I don't know what happened, but it ripped. It completely ripped, and there was no the one. It wasn't kosher, I guess. So it was a bit awkward, actually. I must say, I took it off in the middle. No one's watching. I slid it off through me. But it's a bit awkward. So Shulchan Aruch's case over here is that it's an embarrassment for a person.
So you can't even get up and walk out?
You have to take it off as soon as you can. I don't think there's an Issa Dalam. It's an Issa to wear a beggar to the comfort. I don't think it's an Issa to walk with it. The Issa to wear garment before comfort, but it's not. So Shulchan Aruch's case is interesting. Shulchan Aruch's talking about when a person's embarrassed to take it off. In Noid Leib Shabbat Keshub HaKamish, I'll tell you, Shulchan Aruch, Lo Yisir Enim HaOlov, Asher Gila Beis HaGodol Karov HaBriyas. He's allowed to do it because of Kodlab Reyes and Mishnah and Ramah says even the Talis Kotel you're not going to take off if you realize it's broken because it's, you're not going to take it off. In the Rosh Hashanah it's much worse. If you're in a public thoroughfare, and the Mishnah says that's already much worse, there, the Rosh Hashanah should be not told, so lift straight, bein the Talis Kotel, bein the Talis Kotel. Amazing thing, actually.
Say that there's
more embarrassing.
What?
Even more embarrassing.
What? Saying it's more embarrassing, he's got to take it off.
The street is more embarrassing.
Kodal Bris is pushed away, this is Rabbon. Doesn't push away, this is Raisa.
In the Shabbos,
It's a Shabbos. And see someone wearing shatnez moshi.
Yeah.
You know this. You've had the suit before. You know you've had it checked before. It's full of shatnez. You've got to tell the guy it's shatnez. I don't care. What's it going to say? What did you do, moshi?
Mishnah.
Very good. Not an easy mitzvah to do that.
Why should you do mishnah?
Because he's wearing shatnez. You mustn't make him do this. He's got a chiyuv. You've got a chiyuv to stop wearing shatnez.
But you can't.
In the middle of the Arda Center, put his shatnez off.
But you can't tell him, come to my house a second and then say, by the way.
If it's an Issa Dereister of Shan, it's very hard for you to know this, but if it's an Issa Dereister, he's not have to wear it, you've got to tell him, to take it off straight away.
Why? Why should we?
He can't wear Shan.
Let's enter in the collar.
Well, why is it mild in the collar?
Say
it's
not really like
a.
Say there's only, let's say, in the collar.
I'm not sure the difference. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm
making a shot of a two pairs of trousers, one that's up. You've got
two pairs of trousers?
And
And one of them has shutters wandering and they put the wrong one on.
You're asking a tricky question. But yeah, lechera.
Middle of
no, so you have to know if it's a drive. Yeah, so that's it's a drive subway. Shabbos lechera, you have to take it off. What? What should I do with the Gemara? What should I do? If he's a shogi, unless the Gemara says I'm grabbing, why can't I make a head with a shogi and leave it?
The
plan
is
a
shogi, which is more
No,
Shatner's
is a...
Yeah, why should sister be different?
Yeah, but why should...
Say
Shoei
is
more good. Shoei is more good not to take it off. I'm not sure why you yourself. You yourself could take it off. Could be different. Could be the person himself is different.
Yeah, it's interesting, actually. It's a very hard aloch as well, actually, yeah? Very problematic. Also, to God, this is also interesting aloch of this. To wear talis, not me, that's partial motion. A person wears a talus like this. Yeah. He wears a talus on the street like this. That's the problem. It's not more way wearing talus. That's Mamish HaTor. That's Mamish HaTor. If a person wears it normally, but he pulls it up, as he folds it over, I don't know. Let's see.
Shouldn't show the
back
of the garden.
So he's worried about the dirt. I don't know what he does. He actually takes it up and he throws it over like this. So that's an issue with lechera, that's problematic.
That's
not what we're talking. The only Mishnah Berurah says, though, that there's some possible hold, interesting this Swara, that if a part of the guf is covered.
The
Mishnah Berurah says if part of the guf is covered with the talis, then it could be, it's okay. He brings Yeshua and has to be royal because that cup is covered. To wear it as a scarf. Not a scarf. If you wear this scarf mugish like this, let's say, then the chayra, that's okay. Because it's doing the service.
But you're not carrying the...
No, because it's bottom up there. When it's kosher, when it's kosher, there's no problem then at all.
Yeah, but you're not wearing
a
scarf.
What? Yeah, he's right. If you've got another scarf on, you've got a problem. Yeah. You can't wear...
You're not wearing it because of the mitzvah.
Yeah, but if it's kosher, then it's not before bottle to the bed. When is it's kosher?
You're not saying
that. That's the idea. I don't know how that works. Yes, that's how it works. That's what we're doing. I mean, unfortunately, some people wear the talis like this, actually. But the Mishnah Berurah says, I must say, it's interesting, if the mini hamoka where you are is that people wear it like that, it could be better. That becomes like Derek Levisha. That's also interesting. The other show is also too shy, if it shouldn't happen to anyone, is if someone finds a pair of twins on the shops. Now, someone told me this. I can't remember whether he told me it happened to him, or someone told him it happened to him. But it's an interesting story, actually. He was walking across, and he found a pair of twins in the street there. So what he did was in McCoy's house. He knocked on McCoy's house, and he said to McCoy, "Look, do you mind to look after this till Sunday night? Come and fetch on Sunday night." McCoy said, "No problem." He did. I think he told him. I can't remember if it was him himself or someone else. He came back to Broughton Park. He told one of the bonnet what he did. He got a whole mouthful from him.
He
gave it to the goy. The Rav said, "What right have you got to give twin to the goy? The goy can't be showing twin to you." What he should have done is what he said in Shulchan Aruch. That you know what you do when someone finds a pair of twin on Shabbos. What he does is he should put it on. Reminds me of that story. Someone told me, I wanted to ask him again the story, but he told me a long time. Someone told me he went to a pawn shop once. I think again, I'm sure he told me someone went, or it was someone else told me the story. Someone went to a pawn shop once and he saw some twin in there. So he wanted to buy it off the seller there. So he went to the seller, he said, "Before I buy it, I want to try it on first, you don't mind." So I said, "No problem." He takes it out, puts it on, Ross. He says, "The pawnbroker, you know, you saw what you know, you give me one for the hand, one for the head, but there's one missing for the right hand, the other hand." He's like, "Wait, sorry, I only got these two pieces, I got no more." He said, "Look, I can't give you the full price of this. You're selling me defective material." It's not very good. He said, "Okay, you don't get a discount, I'll give you a discount." I took it, kissing, he's happy. Shine's an interesting shine, I said, "Pass it," but also what it is. That's the neighbor's dad, his mum's ghetto. Anyway, that was, I don't think it's a true story.
It wasn't on the market.
I was talking on the porn shop. It's interesting, but what if it's on Shabbos? Someone finds it.
You said they were kashrut.
First of all, I think most of it is kashrut.
Different values.
What?
It's a different value if they're kosher.
Yeah, but I think most Fyndigach has kosher. If you see tefillin, which are around, and they've got sewers and everything else, there's no reason why I should assume it's possible.
Because
someone stole it. Why? They probably stole it. There's no reason why it's not kosher.
What's the Israel way of Fyndigach not kosher? Not make that kosher.
Well, it's Shabbos. What are you talking about, Shabbos? Shabbos is a tzor. I mean, if you do it to Shem Mitzvah, you'll be wearing Baltosa, but the Mitzvah, what do you mean? What are you wearing it for? If you don't wear it for Shem Mitzvah, the Chor is no Issa. If you wear it to Shem Mitzvah, you might be over by Issa Baltosa. I'm not sure, maybe you're doing Issa or Baltosa. Shabbos, you can't only wear it if it's for Malbush. You can only wear it if it's a garment. It's a noy for you, if it's a Mitzvah. But if it's no, if you're not doing it, then you can't carry it. You can't put on five pairs of fitting at one go, I don't think. You can only put on what's normal, maximum two, I think you'd have to put on. But the Meister should also, I think, one pair at a time, I think. You wear one pair at a time if you can. You carry it like that, and you come home, you go back and fetch a few. If there's too many there for you to be able to go and get all of them back before Shabbos goes out, you have to wait there till Shabbos goes out, Taco, and be showing them.
Why are you showing them?
Why? Because you don't want to get ruined. You get it ruined. Okay, so we're going to stop there. But tomorrow's another show. I'm going to stand in tomorrow. I'm going to London tomorrow, Mr. Film. I've got the kid in tomorrow. Mr. Surum.